Do. Welcome to the Disney Discord podcast live.
I really like that. That might actually be the jingle. Anyway, welcome everybody, and welcome to another Disney Discord podcast live. I think I named it properly there. We have a lot to cover tonight. My name is Graham. I'm from DLRP Roundup, and tonight I'm joined by Bernardo.
Yes, it's me from the Main Street News. Welcome, everyone.
So it's been a very exciting week. Now, this is a very Disneyland Paris podcast. We will cover some other parks, but it's mostly Disneyland Paris tonight. We have a lot to talk about. A lot was announced this week. Can you give us an oversight, Bernardo, of just what we have heard?
Of course. So last week, last Friday, it was the 32nd anniversary of Disneyland Paris, and Disney held a several events throughout the day, which included some very awaited for news, mostly regarding Walt Disney Studios, which includes the new name for Walt Disney Studios, new concepts, new information regarding what's going on. And so we have a lot to talk about today, which is nice.
So where do you want to start? I mean, you've put on the agenda that you think we should cover the name first. So let's get into the name.
The new Walt Disney Studios name, Disney just revealed that. And it is Disney Adventure World. So, that's the name. Now, we've had a lot of discussion regarding said name. A lot of people don't like said name. Other people, most people from my polls say that it's a kind of, let's say, mid name, so it's not bad, it's not great. A few people do enjoy the name. So where do you stand, Graham? What would you say regarding this new Walt Disney Studios
This is where I'm probably going to upset absolutely everyone, so I'll say it now. Join us in the chat, and you can drop your own comments in the chat, and we want your comments. We will read them out live, or you can join us on the stage and you can discuss it and fight with us live. I'm going to be really controversial. I think it's quite a good name. I don't think there's such a thing as a great name, and I don't think there's such a thing as a bad name. I think that there are. I really don't like that Disneyland Paris is Disneyland Park Paris and doesn't have a name. It's kind of, are you in the Disneyland? Are you in Disneyland Resort? Are you in Disneyland Paris, the resort or the park? I think that creates a lot of difficulty.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The Walt Disney Studios, again, people are going to say, oh, it had Walt's name in it and it was a homage to Walt Disney, but was it really? I mean, really, was that the park that we should have named after Walt Disney?
Yeah, definitely not.
I mean, if you were going to rename Disneyland in Anaheim to Walt Disney's Disneyland or Walt's Disneyland, I would understand that. But the second park in Paris as it was for the last 10 years, is that really
The best you can do.
is that the name child, the progenitor of the Disney company? Probably not. So I don't think it was a bad thing to rename it. I think it had lost its whole studios sort of backlot nonsense years ago. So it does need renamed. Would I rename it Disney Adventure World? What's a good name? I mean, people didn't like Epcot when Epcot was built. They were like, who knows what the word Epcot means? And it took a while for that. Disney's Hollywood Studios, they hated that. And they hated Disney's Animal Kingdom, saying that, it just sounds like it's just a rip-off of the Magic Kingdom. So I don't really know. Tokyo Disney Sea, again, it doesn't. Does it say anything? I mean, do the names matter? This is probably a bigger thing. They have to have a
Yeah,
name,
do the
but
names
do they
matter?
matter? Does
That's
anybody
a
say?
Great question, actually.
And then I think we've got, you've got Universal's Port Aventura, you've got Islands of Adventure, you've got Well, it was actually Universal Mediterranean, but, you know, Port of Ventura.
Yeah, the park was still Port of Ventura.
Yeah, so you've got Port of Ventura, you've got Islands Adventure, you've got Epic Universe, you've got, you know, to be totally honest, people, there's the boats. Let's look at the cruise ships. They're named the, you know, the fantasy, the magic, the dream, the you know, they have absolutely not. Yeah. They're just words. And I don't think we're particularly, I don't think calling it Adventure World gives it quite a grand name. And I think
the
one big positive to it being called Adventure World, they are going to have to invest heavily because someone's going to be like, where is the world?
Where's the adventure?
The other big
There's
problem
no adventure
we had,
in your Disney Adventure World.
You're right. And the big problem they had is Walt Disney World is considered Walt Disney World, like the big, the bad, the big cheese, the one that everybody should visit. And Disneyland Paris was always seen as the smaller brother or the smaller sister, something like that. And I think that by giving it this grand name, that, you know, Adventure World, people are like, well, we'll have to go across there because it's got world in the name. This is big. But now you have, you know, you're going to have the utter confusion of dads and mums up and down the country now being like, we're going to Disney World, but not the one in Florida.
So we've
now got two Disney Worlds. So,
I think there was, I was just thinking about this today, because if they had the Disney's Adventure World, I think that would fix a bit of the problems that come with the word world, which is associated with Disney World, because you see it as, you know, that's Disney's Adventure World, not Disney Adventure World, where the adventure might be lost in the conversation, you know? And that's something I don't comprehend Disney. Why are they taking off all their names? The Disney's, the DS.
Yeah.
It used to be Disney's Animal Kingdom and Disney's Hollywood Studios. You know, it's no more. It's Disney Animal Kingdom and Disney Hollywood Studios. It kind of separates the Disney from the park, which I think was great. But yeah.
Well, we've got in the chat, we've got some feedback here. Oh my god, I can't pronounce half these names. Gimmixlu. You can shout at me. Gimmixlu, you can shout at me in the chat. Disney Studios World would be a better name for the park. The adventure doesn't make sense. And then Talis Alan Kill. What better adventure than a road trip? A car's road trip. You know.
Indeed.
So what would you call it, Bernardo? You do all these random videos and you explore this in depth. What would you call the park?
Yeah, so I kind of gave a couple of options 2 weeks ago in a video. I would have called it either Disney's or Disney Cinemagic Park or Disney Hollywood Adventure. That were the two names I gave. So Hollywood Adventure wasn't too far out, but I think that Cinemagic Park would be kind of special because it would not only pay homage to Cinemagique, which was the show attraction that opened with Walt Disney Studios back in 2002, but also kind of stand out. I think the major problem with Disney Adventure World is that it doesn't stand out as much as other names, because Adventure World is kind of a basic thing many theme parks already use, you know?
Yeah.
Those two were my personal ideas and my personal favorites.
Well, Endeavor, he says here, Disney Studios Adventure. I think if I refer back to what Natasha said during the presentation, she said, no longer will it be known as the other park. It will now be a main park. So clearly they want two big parks. They don't want a big park and a little park. So I personally don't care what they called it. If it was going to fit with Disney's Parisian Adventure, would have fit like Disney's Californian Adventure. I would have thought there was maybe some scope there. Ultimately, I don't really care what they call the park. You know what? They've renamed Disneyland Paris about 12
times. Between the name and the investment the park needs, I don't care about the name. You know, they can call it whatever they want. if they invest big in it, you know, they can call it. And I think Disney Adventure World kind of requires some big investment because it's not a, you know, it's not a small park kind of name. It's a world. So where's the world? It's not a exactly.
This is a world. Show us the world. I can hear it already.
Show us the world.
Anyway, the name matters so little that we've spent so much time on it already. But so roll on. We've got some of the announcements. Walk us through some of the big announcements.
Yes, sure. So world premiere. That's the first land, I think, you enter when you enter the park. So world premiere is going to be the whole side of from the front lot, which is the entrance to the production courtyard, or from Worlds of Pixar to Avengers Campus. So that whole area, including Studio One. World premiere is going to be this major storytelling device, I guess that's what Tom Fitzgerald said, because the park will be kind of separated into two main parts. One's the, I don't remember exactly what he said, I think it was the experience and the adventure or something like that. So the experiences is the part where you enter the park from. So you have the theaters, they play Mickey and the Magician and Together and Disney Junior show and that whole thing. And then you also have Studio One, which will now have a big facade of a theater, which is, I think it's a Disney theater. It's going to be this big thing, the big icon, new icon of the park. So pretty much the park's going to be, as I said, separated into two, that part, and then the adventure, which is going to be everything from Avengers Campus to Worlds of Pixar to World of Frozen, and later on, you know, the third land that will be eventually one day, hopefully, announced.
And everybody thinks that'll be the Lion King.
Yes, pretty much.
And so this premiere concept, it replaces the whole sort of tarmac and sort of grey top that we've got at the entrance of the park. The whole Studio One experience is getting renewed because it's not very good. It's very much a bottleneck for getting in and out of the park.
Yeah.
We have massive amounts of walls up just now because they're tearing up the tarmac. I have enjoyed. I don't know if you... Are you in any Facebook groups, Disney Facebook groups?
No, can't say.
You're lucky. So there are people who are like, I can't believe we're missing out on so much, that this horrible refurb is everywhere, and that it's ruined this once in a lifetime holiday. Bringing these people to the podcast and being like, could you explain to me which bit of the tarmac you really wanted to visit? Because there's nothing there. You're very excited to go and see literally nothing. Like, this is not something that you would want to partake in. So anyway, there's a good bit of people who are very upset about the amount of work that's being done. And I don't think they realise they're missing out on, you know, possibly one food cart, one cart that sold some merch. And other than that, a whole, you know, like you could go to your local supermarket car park and have just as much fun. So the artwork is quite specific. It tells us we're going to have this, and we've seen the sign, the big Disney sign that's going inside there. A throwback to the sort of glory days of the Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly.
In the theaters, there's small little, you know, nods to things like they've now got Fox, because you're getting a Searchlight Pictures stand and things, which I think was it DLP Works that was going through all the small details.
Yes, which, they did a really very very nice thread, which they went through many small details, which was fun.
And I liked that thread because it basically, for people like me who were very busy during the announcement, it caught up on a lot of that. The other great thing we're seeing is there's a bit more foliage, there's a bit more greenery, it's going to get broken up a little bit, the sight lines are going to be broken up a little bit, and it's going to be a little bit less, you know, everything at once.
Inside Studio One, I think, is going to feel a lot bigger, because the whole right side facades that hide the restaurant will be completely demolished. They're not going to be there anymore. And in their place, you're going to have this very nice seating area for the new restaurant. And a huge tarp or themed tarp will be going all around it. So you're going to have the Hollywood Hills with the sign, Hollywood sign on top. And I think that's going to look very nice. And a lot bigger nice and well. More. Yeah. It's going to be, I think it's going to be quite nice.
And then you come out and you're outside.
Yes.
And then
you come out, through the Disney theater. So you're going into the screen. You're going into the worlds of the movies we all know and hopefully love.
Yeah. And then you've got this fantastic long promenade that takes you all the way up to the lake. It's huge.
Very big promenade.
A very long promenade. And that itself is some sort of luscious greenery and side paths, and you'll be able to pop off into Toy Story Playland from it, and then a little bit further back you'll get Ratatouille. On the left side, I have no idea what it is. It looks like, I don't know, meet a princess or have a piddle with a princess or something. I'm not entirely sure.
The left side, that's one of the pavilions.
Yeah. It'll
mostly host backstage stuff, but also a snack location.
It'll also have a toilet.
In a toilet,
I'm telling you that there will be a toilet there. Toilet location. Well, remember, they built, what was it, Peeing with Rapunzel across in the Magic Kingdom. Like, there's an entire Rapunzel section, all that's in it is a bunch of toilets. Funny enough, poor Rapunzel, I mean, because
she could get was a block of toilets.
the best thing Rapunzel could get was a block of toilets. But it's the same here, is it not? Because we've got the Tangled spinner ride thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember. It was
Tangled. Oh, it's called Rapunzel Tangled Spin.
Yeah, exactly. Rapunzel Tangled Spin.
So yes, well named Disneyland Paris. That one must have just flown after the artistic brilliance of Disney Adventure World. What will we call this? The Rapunzel Tangled Spin. We're lucky it doesn't matter. But how do you go from Welcome to the World of Batuu on, you know, in Galaxy's Edge to here we are, Adventure World with Tangled Spin by Rapunzel? it really is like.
Yeah, well, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, it's up there with the Toy Soldier's parachute drop, you know, like. Do you know what? Good on them. Good on them for just putting it out there and will we worry about this? No. We'll just call it what it looks like. Like it just
it literally amazes me. Yeah.
You know, like, the people who come up with things like Mickey's Philhar Magic and you know, the Orbitron and Autopia, and they have such cool names. This is Rapunzel's Tangled Spin. It just, help. Anyway, in the comments, Jojo says it's a bit of an Epcot setup for Disney's Adventure World. Just other themes. Front, World Premier, Premier Plaza, Celebration of Movies. The back, the lake, Adventures Campus, Pixar is the immersion in the movies. When you hear it, it makes sense, but it feels like it needs the explanation still. That is probably correct. But do you know what? The average guest that's going has no idea what they're going to see.
Oh yeah, 100%. But what Jojo is saying is quite right. It literally is the same kind of layout as Epcot. You know, you have the whole World Celebration area, and then you have the World Showcase. This is pretty much the same thing. It also has a lake in the middle of the second land. It's going to feel a lot like Epcot, with just IPs, I guess.
Yeah, and the Epcot layout was terrible, so.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll rename Epcot. Maybe it won't be the Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow, because it's not. And it'll maybe...
It isn't, yeah. It isn't.
Disney's World Adventure. We'll just rotate the two words. Well, Endeavour, will there be a parade or just a late show? Well, the initial concept art actually explicitly showed a parade. So
yes.
And in fact, the concept art that they've put out just now, I'm looking at it just now, take it with a pinch of salt. They updated the Frozen Mountain to be a bigger mountain.
Yep.
There's still a parade in the corner. There is still physically a parade in the top right corner of
funny,
that. So.
Which is funny, because the permits, the construction permits, show that the parade route will be on the other side of the lake. So it's going to be on the other...
They can't show it. We don't talk about that side now because it did. It did have a Star Wars world in it. It's been.
We don't talk about
until the other thing is up until very very recently, there has been a picture of Star Wars in Disney's Adventure World. Like the bizarre thing is, people are like, oh, it was never announced. It was absolutely announced.
Oh yeah,
It was in the picture. You could go and take your picture beside it. Like it was 100% a thing.
Back in 2018, they specifically said it was going to be a Star Wars land. So there's no.
Did you know you done the maps, didn't you? They released a series of pictures and everything. You overlaid it, and it ended up being it was literally Rise of the Resistance or something.
Yes, it was. It was literally just Rise of Resistance and a little bit of extra land. So it wasn't a Galaxy's Edge. It wasn't a fully fledged... It was like half the size of Galaxy's Edge, and that's on a good day. So...
So I'm saying yes. You're getting Disney's Adventure Parade.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's safe to say. And then there's the Lake Show as well, which... According to the rumors, which are quite a bit old now... Disneyland Paris bought the barges from Tokyo Disney Sea's Fantasmic. And we all know Graham seems to think there's going to be a Fantasmic no matter what. I'm not so sure.
That is true. You can, guys, we spend ages in this place talking about rumors. You can take this one home. It will be Fantasmic.
Well, you heard it from him.
You heard it from me. And when I'm often, I told everybody there'd be a Fantasmic announcement on the same day, and there on a random Tuesday. Sorry, and there was.
And there was.
And there was. So, just saying. One other thing I should say though is it's worth noting that while they've put out brand new concept art, the brand new concept art also has a picture of Disneyland Park and uses a very outdated picture of the castle. So. Yeah, Disneyland Paris are always on fire with this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the castle's outdated in the picture. Oh, there it is. They actually do. The toilet that I was talking about isn't. It is actually a bandstand. There's a little bandstand where there's people playing jazz music.
Oh, so you were talking about the English Gardens. I thought you were talking about further on.
I have no idea. I'm just looking at the picture.
Those are the English Gardens. Which has a little gazebo.
Yeah, for playing dreadful music, no doubt. hopefully keeps some people busy. Let's talk about the Regal restaurant. I mean, here we go, the Regal View restaurant. Oh my god. It's like, what's the one that... What's the Royal Pub or whatever it is in Disney Springs? The Royal Pub.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Regal restaurant and the Royal Pub. Oh, help me. Like this... I mean, who named these things? The Regal Restaurant. Is this because it looks at the castle? It is. That has to be it. It's directly across from the castle.
I think it has to do, because it's going to be a character dining experience with princesses. Yeah. So
we've got Animal Kingdom Lodge, Kidani Village and everything. And the best we could come up with is the Regal View Restaurant.
No, because you get a good view of everything. So it's like It kills two birds with one stone. It's perfect.
It's not perfect in any circumstance. Again, no one will care. So, you know, this is Disneyland Paris. This is an amusing fact here. If you're new to the podcast, you won't have heard this. If you aren't new to the podcast, I'm happy to tell you it for the millionth time. There is a restaurant that is a buffet restaurant in the Disney Village, and it was called Le Grange. Le Grange was on floor 3 of a place called Billy Bob's Tavern, which was on floors 2 and 1. Nobody called it Le Grange, and everybody called it Billy Bob's, despite the fact that Billy Bob's was its own thing that sold food. So Disneyland Paris, to clarify, built another restaurant. So we now have Le Grange that sells the same food as Billy Bob's the buffet, but neither sell the same food as Billy Bob's the not buffet on floors 1 and 2. And if that wasn't confusing enough, all 4 floors or all 4 restaurants that are available there go in through a door that's about 10 meters apart from each other. I wish I was kidding. Naming is not something that Disneyland Paris apparently takes very much time to worry about. You know, we've got 2 buffets that serve the exact same food but are called different things. And then in between the 2 of them, we have 2 floors that are not buffets that share the name of one of the buffets.
Yeah, pretty much.
3 are accessed through the left door and 1 is accessed through the right door. It is a fantastic mess that they have created there. A completely avoidable mess, but a mess nonetheless.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that could be adventure. That could be Disney World adventure. Find out the right restaurant.
Disney's Tex-Mex adventure. So anyway, if you haven't had enough adventure, the first part of the lake is Adventure Bay.
Oh, you forgot about Adventure Way. Adventure Way is the name of the promenade that's going to Adventure Bay.
Yes, Adventure Way, which is the name of the promenade, is the way to Adventure Bay. So you can, in Adventure World, where you can sit in the Regal View. This is trolling. Come on, this is April. This is an April Fool's joke. This has been named by somebody's nephew that was doing this is mental. And you just know, does the lake have a name yet? Or is it Adventure Lake?
I think, no, the lake's going to be Adventure Bay, I think.
No, surely the lake can't also be Adventure... Oh, never mind. Nobody will ever know. This is just... You know, in Disneyland Paris, they have a lake. The lake between the hotels in Disneyland Paris is called Lake Disney. It just makes no sense. Like, any name they could have given it, and they gave it, oh, we've run out of names, let's try just calling it Lake Disney.
Keep it
simple. Which is joined by, I kid you not, the Disney River.
Like, no way. What's the Disney River?
The thing that runs along all the way to the Cheyenne.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, I know. It just is terrible. Anyway. And then... We've got Damon in the chat saying, now Image Disney Adventure World will have a new amazing parade and DLP still has Disney Stars on Parade. Do you know what? You're 100% right. Stars on Parade will not die. It's probably going to be there for the 50th. If they're clever, if they want Adventure World, and I looked at the colours and I thought, I recognise those colours, I think that they've probably just got Dream and Shine Brighter or... What was it? What was his real name? Was it Dream and Shine Brighter? Ready for the Ride was the song. Dream and Shine Brighter was the parade.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Probably just been hauled over to the back Adventure World and is probably going to be some sort of cavalcade parade, because if they do that, people will go mad.
Yes, Dream and Shine Brighter was a kind of a big deal.
Well, it was a big deal, but I mean, it had two. I mean, again, Disneyland Paris decided in all their wisdom to have 2 headline songs for the entire season. And nobody called it Dream and Shine Brighter. Everybody called it Ready for the Ride, which So the Ready for the Ride parade, which is actually called Dream and Shine Brighter, I am convinced will make a reappearance with Adventure World, because
it sort of transcended what a seasonal parade normally does. And, you know, it became bigger than the main parade. So not awful. Not hard to do.
The floats were awful. They were like glass with the painted glass.
They might have better floats.
Well, hopefully.
They might have adventure floats, you never know.
Adventure floats.
although, let's be honest, the parade's probably be called Disney's Adventure Parade at this rate.
Yeah.
You know, join us in...
Yeah, probably.
Join us on Adventure Promenade, Adventure Way Promenade, all the way up to Adventure Bay, around Adventure Lake in Disney's Adventure World with the Adventure Parade! I mean, do you know you're having an adventure today?
I mean, when you can't find the adventure, they gotta say it until it becomes real, you know?
Yeah, so wild.
I guess that's their play.
Just absolutely... Mind you, this is exactly what Islands Adventure does. Is it not like the world of Jurassic Park, the world of Harry Potter, the world of, you know, what is it? They call it Marvel Superhero Island and, you know. Mm-hmm. Jojo, thank you for pointing out that I missed the word adventure while I was going through the adventures of Disney Adventure World. I am ready for my... In fact, it won't be, are you ready for the ride? It'll be, are you ready for the adventure?
Wow.
That's reimagining of the hit parade. Wow. So, rolling on from that, because there is still more. This is the relatively new bit, the bit that we're going to see this year. And I forget its name, but it's the Alice in Wonderland Stunt Spectacular. Now with more adventure.
Alice and the Queen of Heart Back to Wonderland.
Well, that at least that has some name to it.
Yeah, it is. It does have. It's quite a bit long, but I mean, at least it's not Alice in Wonderland's adventure or something. So,
and we think it's going to be. We think it must be quite a good show because it's packing out. I mean, I forgot last time we spoke about how many people sit in that stadium, but it's a good 6,000 or 7,000 or something, if I remember.
Yeah, I think it was 5,000, 4,000. I don't know.
It takes a lot.
It is very big, and, you know, studios really needs capacity. So, capacity-wise...
Especially now that it's a world.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's a world. Well, it's not going to be a world until Frozen opens. So, we have at least a year, you know, to get things in order. But studios can use every bit of capacity it can get its hands on. So, that's going to be a big deal.
So we've shut off the tarmac, so instead we've opened the stadium you can come and sit in. What a trick. Give them, I mean, a wee round of applause there for the sheer brilliance that's been displayed there. Now, I actually seen the Alice in Wonderland, I forget what it was called, it's like a disco thing, like the White Rabbit Party or something at Disneyland, Disney's California Adventure. Yeah, it was really good. I've got to tell you, it was very good, and it had flames, and it had people doing stunts and things. The Mad Hatter Tea Party. Thank you, Jojo, in the comments. It was the Mad Hatter Tea Party. And it had DJs, and it had really cool stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this could be a show.
It's going to be very similar to that concept, I guess. You know, you're going to have the BMX stunts and the acrobatics, and it's going to be fun. I think, I hope. You know, I'm looking forward to see how that turns out, how that translates into a show. I was a bit worried when I saw the costumes, but from the song, I mean, have you heard the song, the Welcome to Wonderland song? It's quite catchy. It's very catchy, and it's gonna be a huge success.
I was in a convention in Barcelona, so I was totally on our busiest day in the Discord. I was nowhere to be found. So well done to everybody who done that. The Avengers Campus features in the nonsense, and that is because I believe there's now a new show above the on the rooftops and the skylines of Adventures Camp. Avengers. I'm. Oh my god! I just got stuck and called it Adventures Campus, but on the roofline of Avengers Adventure Campus. There's going to be a new show. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it came as a bit of a surprise, but it's going to be the next level rooftop Avengers Campus show, and it's going to have two very cool characters, Doctor Strange and the Scarlet Witch, which is also the first time the Scarlet Witch is coming to Disney's Adventure World, or Disney Adventure World. So that's going to be spectacular. It's going to have projections, and it's going to have all sorts of effects. And it's during the night also, so projections work.
It's going to be like a fight, isn't it? Like,
probably,
it's going to be...
I guess that's what they normally do over
with
there.
With drones, maybe?
I don't know. I don't think they can use drones, because they normally close Avengers Campus for the drone shows, because they... the drones lift off from Avengers Campus.
Yeah,
so,
but the drones could be behind Avengers Campus now.
Yeah,
effectively where the lake is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think... I mean, I have no clue. I really have no clue.
Yeah.
It would be very
they
cool
wouldn't,
to see...
They're not going to hype it, though, are they? I mean, they're not going to hype this great big show.
Is it going
and
to be
then,
very big, though? I don't know if it's going to be
big. Call it a nighttime spectacular.
She did. And, you know, I don't know.
It's a little less spectacular than your normal. In Adventure World, adventure doesn't stretch to the nighttime. We had to cut the budget somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know, because... Avengers Campus doesn't have that much capacity to watch these shows. So
yeah.
when the nighttime spectaculars, the big nighttime spectaculars in Walt Disney Studios happen, they happen with everyone packed in Place des Stars. So that big round area. So, you know, if I don't know how this is going to work out, I'm hopeful it's going to be very good.
So you're really hopeful it's going to be very good, but you think it's going to be very small?
I didn't say very small. I think it's going to be the next level rooftop mini show. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
The next level, but it's a mini show.
Adventure.
You didn't call it small, but you called it mini.
Yeah.
This is why nobody trusts you when it comes to restaurant recommendations. You know that. For anybody who's not in the Discord and isn't in the chat, basically everybody in the Discord was wrong this week. It was a shame to see everybody was wrong, and they thought that Walt Disney World had better food than Disneyland Paris, which I must say they were all wrong. Disneyland
Just
Paris
that's not true.
It is absolutely true. Well, don't listen to these people. They enjoy sugar far too much, and they're addicted to sweet treats in Walt Disney World, where the treats are better than Disneyland Paris. However, the actual food of Disneyland Paris is much. But anyway, moving on, back to adventure nonsense. We are on to the adventures that are happening outside the park, and on to the Disney Village, the Disney Springs recreation, the Disney, you know, cool new things are coming. So the first thing that kind of springs to mind when I've seen this is they've put out new concept artwork, which makes it look a bit grander. It's a bit more open. It's a bit more Disney Springs-like rather than the sort of Gary, horrible architecture that was there before. Again, people of zero taste say the Frank Gehry stuff was very good. It was not. It was very good in 1998, perhaps, but not now. It looks like we've got video walls and effects, which I think they've got already in Disney World, Disney Springs. You can sort of see that down by whatever the Disney shops are down by Splitsville. They've got the little turny statue things that they had in, what were they? The Creatures of Wonder or something.
Creatures of the Gardens of Wonder.
That was it. The Creatures of Wonder from the Gardens of Wonder in Disneyland. It looks like they've picked them up. They've kept them because nothing goes to waste in Disneyland Paris, you see. And the Creatures of Wonder have been moved into the village.
Mm-hmm.
They're working on, we've seen plans now for the security booths. They're getting upgraded.
Yes.
So
finally,
before you begin your adventure, you will not have to go through the green tents. There are some shops getting replaced. I really don't like that in the concept art they've managed to show us you can buy, you know, that looks like a Stitch sipper, a Minnie Mouse suitcase, and maybe a Lion King toy. I'm not entirely sure. I'm not wearing my glasses.
Yeah, I wouldn't really care about what's on those shelves.
Yeah. But we're now getting the Disney Wonder Shop, which will replace the Disney Store, not to be confused with the other Disney Store.
The World of Disney Wonders and World of Disney.
Yeah, that well done again. The naming is fantastic. We've got the honestly, who comes up with this? Like, we've got Disney Wonder Shop, the World of Disney Shop, and the Adventure of Disney Shop. and the Lego Shop's getting a little bit snazzy.
Yes.
Statue outside it or something.
I really truly like how Disney Village will look like. According to these concepts, the outside, the stores are looking fabulous compared to what's there now. So I'm really looking forward to see these new facades. And what's even more impressive is that they said this whole north block of facades and stores should be ready this year. So that's pretty crazy. And I'm, you know, I really like that it has trees now, which is something amazing. And the concrete floors are no longer there. They're, you know, better, I guess. So I'm really looking forward to seeing this renewed Disney Village. So Damon just said on the chat, yes, I guess those are going to be some LED, LED infused facades. They look very good.
Yeah, I think Kateology, Light Flight Force will have a mesh on top. I think that's probably how they're going to do it. That's how they do it in Disney Springs, that sort of way. Then we roll. In fact, we've seen McDonald's as well. McDonald's is getting a makeover to be kind of.
McDonald's getting a completely new restaurant.
Yeah, they gave the design in there was that bad. They gave up now. So that was that. Next, instead, it's the Davy Crockett Ranch.
Yes.
That doesn't surprise me, and I'll tell you why. The Davy Crockett Ranch are all individual, so it's really easy to do them. They don't require shutting down the main hotel. And the second big thing is it's the Paris Olympics. And I don't think Disneyland Paris want to take that much capacity out of their hotels over the Olympics.
Okay. So the new bungalows, you can call that bungalows, right? They're gonna start being replaced this year. So it has a new completely refreshed look. I think they look very nice. I've never stayed in Davy Crockett's Ranch. Have you stayed in Davy Crockett's Ranch?
No.
It doesn't have
There's no bus or anything to it. So
yes, exactly. That's my you know, big problem with it. You need to have a car.
I think the Sequoia Lodge will be done. I just think the Sequoia Lodge will be done after the Olympics.
Yeah. I think so too. We saw that they had the test hallways and a DLP report also published. I think it was like a big master plan of the entire hotel. So they definitely have those things
ready,
you know, planned out. But a lot of people thought we would hear something about Sequoia Lodge this last Friday. So I wonder if anything's going on with it, and they decided to, you know, push it back.
I just think it's not this year, so the wait. I think it literally is just it's not this year, so we'll announce it later. The other thing is they've done their whole partnership with like Disney Nature and everything, where they're projecting National Geographic stuff on the castle. So, that's kind of their National Geographic hotel, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's reportedly their plan. We'll see how that if that confirms or not.
So, let's quickly recap. The Walt Disney Studios Park is going to be renamed Disney Adventure World. World of Frozen will be the first new inhabitant of this world, when all the other ones will just become part of that. We haven't heard any information on the third land, so Avengers Campus was World 1, Frozen is World 2, and it is rumoured that Lion King will be World 3. We believe strongly that the third land will be announced at D23. I say that as because the collective knowledge of the intelligent people in this Discord believe that to be so. Personally, I don't think they'll do it because that would just make too much sense. So don't bank on it.
Adventure world we're talking about.
Yeah. So let's abstract ourselves from Disneyland Paris. I think we've covered everything.
I think so. Yeah.
We've covered. I mean, if you want to catch up and you don't want the funny wit and charm that we bring to the podcast, you should absolutely go and watch Bernardo's video, which talks all about it in great detail and has lots of nice pictures and everything. This podcast will be available probably in terrible audio on YouTube and on podcast places. We are being encouraged, and as a team, we're trying to make the podcast a little bit better, and it will maybe be a little bit more produced in future. But right now, it's not very well produced.
Yeah.
Let's move on, though. So, Universal GB.
Yes.
They held an event, didn't they? What was that about?
They've held two public events now. So, two public engagement events. One was held last Saturday, and one was held just today. It ended a couple of hours ago, actually.
I didn't even know that was happening.
Yeah, it was. So if you ever buy Bedford, just check out universaluk.co.uk. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So I'll need to go along. I don't live near Bedford, but the next time there's a big meeting, I probably should head down and just, you know, be there in person.
Yeah. I like to see these public events because they've been, you know, this is such a big project that if it moves forward, it's going to change the whole area quite a lot. So what they are saying is they began this period of public engagement to hear local feedback on the proposal. So that just happened. That just finished. So it'll be interesting to see what comes next. They've released a lot of new information in the past week or weeks. They've released a site master plan, which showcased, you know, how they plan on using the site from where would be a possible theme park, the retail, entertainment, and dining location, which is CityWalk, and a hotel, the car parks, so the transportation hub. So there's a lot to see in these PDFs they shared, which just, you know, are pointing in the right direction. You know, we obviously, I don't know if they're moving forward, if they can move forward, if something comes up, if something doesn't come up. But so far, it looks like they're really trying this out and seeing if it can happen.
I mean, I'm very impressed. Most projects in the UK are dead by this point. So, yeah, they've done not bad. They've managed to keep their project alive, and in general, I think people are quite excited by it. That still doesn't preclude us finding an ancient tree or something that I'll get in the road. There'll be a protected bat or something.
Yeah, when it comes to the public perception, Paige Thompson, which is one of the most important people in Universal Destinations, so he said that public perception has been great so far, and a lot of people are on board with the project and are very happy to see this project being proposed. So that's great to hear. If we want to delve a little bit into the rumor realm, I've seen over on some forums, Alicia Stella, who also has a fantastic, truly fantastic YouTube channel and page, which is Theme Park Stop. She commented on a bit of rumors saying that it was possible that we hear an answer to whether they're going to build it or not this summer. So that would be pretty fantastical.
AKA, did Port Aventure sell to Universal cheaply enough or not?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that whole situation evolves.
Yeah. So that's what happens here. The other big piece of news that we had is they're moving on and they've started announcing more itineraries for their cruise ships as they get closer to finished. There's nothing. I don't think there's anything stellar in it. Like it's more confirmation of what experiences are on board and you know how many days they'll sail for and where they'll sail. Yep. Nothing. I mean, if you're desperate to be on the cruise ship, I don't imagine it matters where it sails.
Do they have a cruise ship coming this year or is it next year?
It's next year.
And what's the name of this new cruise ship?
I knew you were going to ask that question and I knew I wasn't going to know it. You always ask the finite details here and I'm like,
JoJo's named. Maybe we'll see.
Yeah, intelligent people are here with us. So, I mean, these questions are all very good.
The Treasure's maiden voyage is in December. Oh, so it's going this year.
Oh, is so it? Is it late? Treasure. Oh, it's in December. That might have been the news.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Treasure's June 2024. The Disney Adventure is June 2025, and the Destiny is June 2025.
Okay, so this year we'll have the new Disney cruise, so that's exciting.
It's kind of funny that the big ship they bought, the Global Dream, they've renamed to Disney's Adventure. Wow. Disney Adventure World and Disney Adventure Ship. What do you do with this news? But yeah, the Treasure's maiden voyage. So they've announced some itineraries and some nonsense around that. The Disney Cruise Line fans. I mean, I looked into Disney Cruise Line and looked into it's so expensive compared to every other cruise on the planet.
Yeah, it is. It is quite expensive. Mm-hmm.
So, not particularly in a rush to go and try all them. And I think that probably is all that we kind of have that's new. I don't think there's anything else that's kind of new.
No, we don't. We still don't have an opening date for Tiana's. So
the app is going to be better.
The what?
They did not say the app was going to be better. You can finally open the hotel door or something with it.
Yeah, I think that's exclusive to Disneyland and the Art of Marvel hotels. So only the two most expensive ones. But I mean, that's a good start, I guess.
I mean, it'll never work.
Probably not. But neither do the Magic Bands. You'll have to log in every single time you want to enter your room. Yeah.
I mean, you laugh, but there's a good possibility. Oh, why can't I get into the toilet? Oh, I've got to log in.
I'm laughing so I don't cry, but it's yeah, it's gonna happen, definitely.
If you book a Disney holiday through Disney, you can do early check-in via the app. If you do early check-in via the app, they still ask you to fill out the form when you arrive. I was like, what was the point in doing it early? She goes, oh, well, you could have printed it off at home and brought it with you. I was like, oh my. Who came up? What adventure is this?
What adventure? The adventure of check-in. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It truly is an adventure of a lifetime. It
truly is an adventure.
Disneyland Paris.
I think that is probably all we have to cover. Thank you very much to everybody for joining us on this adventure of a podcast. We discussed, you know, Disney's Adventure World all the way up Adventure Way to Adventure Bay, Adventures at Avengers Campus with the Adventure Boat. And I'm sure we're going to have many adventures on the rooftops of Avengers Campus before going to Alice's Magical Adventure. What was the Walt Disney Studios? I'm glad it's getting an overhaul. I'm glad it's getting renamed. Ultimately, it's quite funny. Well done to Disneyland Paris. And, you know, it was a really nice event. And thank you so much. Genuinely, thank you so much to Jojo, who very kindly stepped into the breach and took up our inside ear spot. We have an inside ear spot. Nobody knows why we have an inside ear spot.
You have the inside ear spot. I have nothing.
The problem is, like, I was on inside ear back when I run a blog and everything, and I can't really bother to do it anymore. So Discord was the replacement for the blog and the channel and all that. And Bernardo was very kind and came on board very early. And so it's all kind of a big team now, and whoever can go will go to these events. And we got some good first-hand information. It's always kind of nice to be in the room because you get an idea of the atmosphere, you get an idea of what's being said, you get to look in the whites of people's eyes and be like, are you telling me lies? So thank you very much to Jojo, who, you know, traveled all the way to Disneyland Paris for us to go in and sit there and listen to it live. And, you know, and then report back on it. And certainly to everybody, thank you so much. The Discord grew about 100 people in one day. And it just goes to show that when we do these live events, be it us talking on the podcast, which is quite small, to the Disney live events, to, I think when there's a new show, we try and pick up a live stream. I think, did we do that with the Sky Parade?
Disney Sky Parade. Mm-hmm.
We're here for, I think, the New Year's Eve shows, the Bastille Day shows. We're here for anything that's new, anything that's novel. We do the financial events. We do, you know, thank you so much to everybody who joins us. And if you're listening to the podcast and anything and you're not in the Discord, please click the link in the description wherever you are listening to this, because the podcast is an absolute recap of the fun that we have in the Discord all week, almost every week, and we talk absolute rubbish and share. It is not capped. It's not. Nobody gets in trouble, so you can share from any source you like, and the rumors don't have to be true. In fact, the wilder they are, probably the more we'll talk about them. So that is my little piece said. I don't know if you've got anything to say, Bernardo, but thank you so much, everybody.
No, just a big thank you to everyone who joined and to everyone that, you know, built this place. Just crazy. We now have more than 500 members. Just thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much, everybody. That has been the Disney Discord podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And we are out.